Tonight, when the early voting numbers are reported, shortly after 7 o'clock, we'll either know the likely winner or that the Davis-Shelton race is going to be a nail-biter to the end. That's because more than half of all the ballots were likely cast before Election Day.
Well, I'm a teacher, so obviously teachers' issues are really important to me.
When Mark Bumblatis cast his ballot in Senate District 10, he says he thought about education funding.
I would like to see smaller classrooms. I'd like to have a raise once in a while. We haven't had a raise in 4 years.
But Bumblatis isn't sure he wants to pay more for those changes.
I want to see taxes lowered. I'd like to see welfare go away, actually.
Mary Ketching, a retired teacher and grandmother, is also worried about cuts to public schools and says she'd probably pay a little more for good programs.
They used to limit how many children you could have in a class, but now they just increase. Then cutting a lot of the extra programs that they've done, many of those courses like art and music are being taught by aides now.
Her husband, Jim Ketching, says character is an issue important to him.
I guess I want people in office that I feel like are honest and would do the kind of things I would do.
Several District 10 voters, including Renee Davis, voiced concerns about access to health care and family planning.
Give people right to say yay or nay about their own body, their health care. I think we all need health care.
4 years ago, Democrat Wendy Davis defeated the Republican incumbent by less than 2 percentage points. Since then, District 10 has become a majority-minority district, though the Shelton campaign believes it still tilts Republican. In a race marked by $6 million in spending and some of the meanest ads on TV, the outcome will depend on the candidates' ground games and who gets their supporters to the polls. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.